I stood carefully, and I was still fine. He held the door for me, his smile polite but his eyes mocking. I walked out into the cold, fine mist that had just begun to fall. It felt nice. The first time I'd enjoyed the constant moisture falling out of the sky, as it washed my face clean of the sticky perspiration. "Thanks," I said as he followed me out. "It's almost worth getting sick to miss Jim." "Anytime." He was staring straight forward, squinting into the rain. "So, are you going? This Saturday, I mean?" I was hoping he would, though it seemed unlikely. I couldn't picture him loading up to carpool with the rest of the kids from school. He didn't belong in the same world. But just hoping that he might gave me the first twinge of enthusiasm I'd felt for the outing. "Where are you all going, exactly?" He was still looking ahead, expressionless. "Down to La Push, to First Beach." I studied his face, trying to read it. His eyes seemed to narrow infinitesimally. He glanced down at me from the corner of his eye, smiling wryly. "I really don't think I was invited." I sighed. "I just invited you. Let's you and I not push poor Mike any further this week. We don't want him to snap." His eyes danced. He was enjoying the idea more than he should. "Mike Schmike," I muttered, preoccupied by the way he'd said you and I. I liked it more than I should.